Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, we thank God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. So family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you, Father, more personally, so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and remind you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. And we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, God wants you to be successful. Once again, God wants you to be successful. So if you have found Galatians chapter 6, go to verse number 9. And it says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Amen. Now, it is no doubt our Heavenly Father wants his children to live and have a successful life. Please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. Again, John, chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 10. And we're going to read the second portion of that verse. And it's Jesus speaking, and he says, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." God wants you to have the abundant life. And just like our natural fathers here on earth wants the best for his children, so does our Heavenly Father, but even more so. That is a truth you are going to have to believe, because when you succeed, he succeeds. Amen. Now, the word successful means to have a favorable or satisfactory outcome or results. It also means coming about, taking place, or turning out to be as one hoped. And finally, having achieved success. As I have mentioned before, there are many Christians living below their God-given promises and rights. They seem to be satisfied with their status in their lives. But that has never been part of God's design or plan for his children to live. We know and understand that God is our source. But God is not doing anything in this earth realm. We are the body of Christ. God works through his people. He provides the power, the ability, and the anointing to his people. But it is his people doing the work. God works through people. You and I will not succeed if we don't do anything with our lives. And it will not be God's fault, because God is not a failure. There is no way God can fail. There are many ministries and average families that never fulfill what God has called them to do. If you are going to succeed in your life, it is up to you to succeed and not up to God. All the pieces you need for success is already here, and God has given you a plan to follow for your success. You have to work the plan. When you succeed, God succeeds. When you fail, unfortunately, God fails, because people cannot see God, but they certainly can see you. And it's unfortunate, but the world only judges God by the success and failure of his representatives on earth, the body of Christ. As I have said before, God needs men and women to be role models for him on earth. Even our conduct should not give the appearance of sin. Non-believers are going to judge God and you by the conduct of his people. That is why I make every attempt to represent God on a level above reproach. God gave us his best in his son Jesus, so we should give God our very best. It is our duty as children of God to not be the one to encourage our brothers to stumble. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 14. Again, Romans chapter 14, and we're going to read verse 21. And it says, "It is not good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. So your conduct should be above reproach, especially to a new believer who has not yet fully established himself in the faith. You do not want to be the reason for them to stumble, but let your light so shine before them that they will see your good works and glorify our Heavenly Father in heaven." Amen. Now, there was a time when I was out there in this world and doing a lot of things that were contrary to God's word. And I will attempt to encourage my friends to do the same thing and same sins I was doing. I didn't know any better. I was a rank sinner, and I did not know the consequences for causing one to stumble. But thank God I received Jesus as my Savior and Lord and became a Christian, and now know and understand the importance of your light shining before others, because what you do can affect that person and cause those who respect you and look up to you to stumble and may even die. Don't be afraid or ashamed of being that role model for Christ. He was not ashamed to be one for us and even gave his life for us on Calvary Cross while we were still yet sinners. Please go with me, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Again, that's Matthew chapter 9. And we're going to read verses 37 and 38. And it says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Now that word laborers, we could substitute that with the word role models. And it could read like this. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the role models are few. Therefore, pray the Lord for the harvest to send out role models into his harvest. Those laborers who are sent out among the harvest represents Christ as his role models. Yes, they do. The effect they will have on the sinner's life should cause a positive change in their lives if they want a change. And they will begin to live a successful life in Christ Jesus. See, God is not a respecter of people. And what he does for one, he's obligated. Let me repeat this so you can understand. He's obligated by his word to do for another. See, God operates by his word. He doesn't operate by emotions as some think. He doesn't operate by your tears or by your constant nagging. He operates by his word. Amen. And we have to understand that. Christians need a clear understanding that faith is the key to our total success, and our lives should reflect that. Our lives should reflect that. Please turn with me to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. Again, Habakkuk, chapter 2. Our lives should reflect a life of faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, and we're going to read verse number 4. And it says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. And that word just simply means those who have been declared righteous or in right standing with God. It says, the just shall live by his faith. Now go with me, please, to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Again, Romans, chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 16 and 17. And it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. It says the just shall live by faith. Now go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. The word tells us, out of the voice of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. So we're going to establish that the just shall live by faith. Amen. Those that have been declared righteous shall live by faith. Hebrews 11, verse number 6. Then it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that God is, or that God exists, and that he, God, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. So we have in these three verses that the just shall live by faith. And we found out that it is impossible to please God without faith. In other words, Faith is the key. And the just, those who have been declared righteous, shall live by their faith. We shall live by our faith. Now, the meaning of faith in its simplest form for the believer to understand is simply acting on what you believe. And that belief is the word of God. Let me repeat that. The simplest form of the meaning of faith for the believer is simply acting on what you believe. And that belief is the word of God. See, you first have to hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing. Then you believe what you hear, because God is the way, the truth, and the life. And then finally, you have to act on what you believe, because faith without works is dead. These principles will open the door of faith, which in turn will activate and release the power of God's word, which causes you to succeed and be successful in your life. Amen. And we have to understand that. All of these promises and success that our Heavenly Father wants us to have are opened by the principles of faith. The key which opens the door for your success is the key of faith. Amen. Is the key of faith. The key of prayer and worship will not work. The key of sowing and reaping will not work. It is the key of faith. It tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is a 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It is not a gimmick. It is not a gimmick. Now, sadly, many people have attempted to use it as such, but they were deceived. Amen. They were deceived. Here in the United States, we have banks, credit unions, and all kinds of financial institutions that will lend you money for homes, cars, education, medical expenses, or any need that may arise. And just like those financial institutions offer the needs and services for the people who apply for them, our Heavenly Father has a financial plan for His children. God's family must understand, and let me emphasize, God's family must understand God's financial plan for them. Again, this is not a gimmick. A farmer knows if he plants no seed in his field, there will be no harvest. Let me repeat that. A farmer knows if he plants no seed in his field, there will be no harvest. It's just that simple. If you want spiritual things to be in operation in your life, you are going to have to preach and teach spiritual things. If you want people to give, you're going to have to teach on giving, not as a gimmick, but as a way of life that conforms to the principles of the Word of God through faith. Amen. God wants to bless His children and see them succeed, and when churches do not let them give, He cannot bless them. According to God's plan. According to whose plan? According to God's plan. The primary method we get blessed is by giving. It is a law of sowing and reaping. Let me repeat that. It is a law of sowing and reaping. If you do not sow any seeds, you will not get any harvest. It's just that simple. Consequently, for the law or the word of God to work within the body of Christ, the people of God are going to have to be taught that principle and then apply that principle to their lives. You have to be a doer of the word. As pastors, we have a responsibility to teach the people. If we want healing to take place in our ministry or in our bodies, we have to teach on healing. God wants us to be successful, spirit, soul, and body. But we do it by faith. Once the principles of faith are clearly understood, we can then move on to achieve God's best. And remember, we have to understand the word understanding. I told you that before. Because, see, once we understand something, the way God sees it is the way we see it. The way God says it is the way God is the way we say it. The way God does it is the way we do it. And the results God gets is the same results we should get. Why? Because we understand what God is saying to us. See, a lot of people don't understand. They say they understand, but they are not doers of the word of God. And you can look at their lifestyle and see that they don't understand. Amen. See, God wants the best in your life. He does not want you to be a second-rate citizen. Amen. Now, along with faith, in this teaching, we're going to reveal 10 points that will, if applied accordingly to the principles of God, will produce successful results in your life. Amen? And so we're going to begin with those 10 principles. Principle number one, you must live a disciplined life. Once again, you must live a disciplined life. No one can be successful in the things of God who is undisciplined. There are too many undisciplined pastors, too many undisciplined evangelists, too many undisciplined ministers of the gospel, and too many laypersons that are in health ministries that are undisciplined. To be successful, one must be disciplined. Let me repeat that. To be successful, one must be disciplined. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And we're going to read verse number 27. And it says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Now we learn what Paul was speaking to and who his opponent was himself. We must discipline our bodies if we want to accomplish our goals. We have to forego certain rights or privileges if we want to win others to Christ. We must bring our bodies into permanent captivity. See, victorious Christian living demands discipline. Let me repeat that. Victorious Christian living demands discipline. God designed the Christian life for progress and success. And Jesus will wait at the finish line to reward us for our Christian service. Please go to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 10. And let's read verse number 36. And it says, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." Now notice, you will not receive the promise until after what? You have done the will of God. And it takes discipline to do the will of God. Amen. See, many ministries are disqualified from the reward because they're undisciplined. They're just simply undisciplined, and they refuse to keep their bodies under. Do not allow yourself to become slaves to your bodies and lose God's promises for your success. Now, see, I've made a commitment that I would not only be disciplined in my study of the word, but also in my personal life. That means that I had to set up guidelines that I had to maintain and continue the course. Discipline was a challenge for me, especially when it came for me aligning my lifestyle with the principles of God. I was deep into the sinful world and everything in it that I thought I needed to be successful, but it really was a lie, a deception. Well, I'm just about out of time, but please join us next week when we will continue our teaching on God wants you to have a successful life. Until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.